All right. Once again, we are so happy to have Brother Jeff Baker, who's going to be sharing some great things with us this morning. We love and appreciate Brother Jeff Baker. There's many things about Jeff Baker we can say. He's a man of many talents. He helps us around the church with many things. As you already heard it, he has that great, strong, booming, baritone, natural voice. And with that said, he is a great singer. The Lord has given him a great talent in singing, and he's also given us a great word in recent times. And the last time he spoke, I told him, Brother Jeff Baker, I want to hear part two of your testimony. What a powerful thing that was. We may even hear some of that today. I don't know. And another thing is, I don't know if people know, he is a bookworm. I think he told me the other day he had almost 50 books that he's been going through recently. So a very intelligent man as well. And we are so happy to have him on the line this morning. Brother Jeff Baker, I'm going to turn it over to you now, sir.
God bless everybody. It's an honor and a privilege to be with everyone speaking today. I miss everyone very, very much. You are my family, literally my family, and I mean that. I'm closer to my church family here than I am even to some of my own family, blood-wise, because the blood of Jesus has brought us together, and my family lives so far away. You know how that goes. You know, time can just slip, but I want to honor my natural family. I believe some of them may be on this morning, and so I do hope that they're with us and listening, and anything I say might be a blessing or an encouragement. I love you very much if you're listening. Next, I would like to honor Pastor and Sister Clark. If you don't know it, Pastor and Sister Clark are my aunt and uncle through adoption and marriage. My mom, my second mother that adopted me, Cheryl Baker, is actually Sister Clark's sister. And nothing but respect and love, appreciation towards the Clarks. Pastor Clark, here recently we've been gathering at the house, mostly just our family, and there was a remark made about, you know, things that you should say to people before it's too late. And Pastor jokingly said, well, we're waiting, you know, to me. and I just took that moment. After thinking for a bit, I said, you know, Pastor, to Pastor Clark, and I call him Uncle Clifford, forgive me, please, he is family. But I said, you are the best human being I know. And Pastor has been with me either physically or in prayer, in spirit, as the word says, through just everything I've gone through. I know that he is aware of what's going on, either because I've told him, someone else has, or the Lord has given him an insight, revelation. He's the watchman on the wall. But even before that, when he was not my pastor at times in life, I would get phone calls, or I would just hear from him, and it would be the right thing, absolutely what I needed, the word. And he would just be praying for me. And I know that continues. And I love Pastor Clark. And Sister Clark, as I think Brother Colburn said, if you have a problem with Sister Clark, you have a problem with yourself. And forgive me, I hope this gets a chuckle, but it's true. If you were to talk about Pastor or Sister Clark in front of me, I might backslide all over your face, as the old saying goes, and pray through later. That's my pastor, y'all, and that's my pastor's wife. And I love them, and I hope that's conveyed. So I don't mean to be rude, but honestly, that those are the only watchmen that you have on the wall, and they weep for your soul. Many teachers, but one father, the word says. So anyway, I'll get to it. Brother Rick, thank you for the devotions and everyone else. These have been powerful and blessing. Some of you know my story. I'll briefly recap it from the last testimony and other things that you might know. Two childhood divorces that I was a little guy during, horrible divorce. The word says, the Lord talking, I hate divorce. And divorce shreds your family. It will literally rend a person, a child, in two. It is destroying, destructive, absolutely. And then there was a bitter custody battle. Two parents were struggling and fighting to determine who would have the charge of me in the future. And that was a deal. I was a mean little booger, and I was more hyper. I was hyperer, if that's a word, than any kid that you might know, any child. And that might be a shock, but I think Pastor can attest to, at least if not in my opinion, he agrees with the most hyper. I was definitely super, super hyper. Maybe not the worst that he's ever known, but I was a crazy little bitter. And I was mean. I don't know where exactly all that happened from, but there are things that I've been told and things that I remember. There was a kid on my trike in preschool, and he got on my trike, and that was mine, the one I always got. And the other kids, you know, don't mess with Jeff's trike. Well, I walked up behind this new kid, and I just picked up the back wheels and lifted up and put this little guy right over on his face. I was vicious, and I know but for God, but for the grace and mercy of God, I would be dead. I would have, as an adult or teenager, I would have been so mean that I did that as a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old. It's crazy. So to God be the glory. Here I am. I know, but for the Lord, like the saying says, but for the grace of God, there go I would be dead, or in a crazy house or in jail. I would have done something really bad. So anyway, that's part of my testimony that I'm sure most of you know. But then I was thinking, man, part two, and someone else said, oh, man, you need to tell the rest. I was like, man, what else? But I know, thinking back or just sitting down, there is a lot that's happened. And one thing that someone mentioned that I didn't in the first time speaking is during that custody battle, the very, very difficult, very hard thing, I was 10 years old, if memory serves, and I had to be in court, and I was asked to, did I want to speak and give my opinion about which two parents and which directions and everything that I wanted my life to go. And I was torn horribly. How do you pick? How do you just say, which of two parents and how do you, as a child, 10 years old. And so I said, I don't think I can talk. I don't think I can say anything. So thankfully they didn't have me testify or even sit in the courtroom. But I do remember to this day, and I'm 41. Oh, and thank you so much. I'm sorry for the beautiful, beautiful 40th party. That was the best party I have ever had. Maybe the best I've ever even been to for anyone. Thank you so much, church family, friends. I love you, and I was shell-shocked and still am at the outpouring and the support. I'm humbled, and that was a life-changing. Wow. But sorry, I digress. So anyway, I was 10 years old in the courthouse, and I remember a pastor. He wasn't my pastor at the time. He came walking up, and he was coming across like the courthouse, the empty big old foyer or whatever it is, in front of the court double doors. And he comes walking right to little old me, 10 years old little guy. And he says, Jeff, he said, I kind of feel like your life has been like Moses on the river and the crocodiles and the whirlpools and the tides and maybe the storms or currents. I don't remember exactly how he phrased it, but he said, they have tried to destroy you. Things have tried to devour you or pull you down and rip you into pieces. But the Lord has kept his hand on your basket the whole time. And God is directing and he's protecting and orchestrating. And again, Pastor would probably remember that time better than I. But that's some of the sense, if not the exact words, but it was protection and it was direction. And I look at where I am now and all through, that's a word for my life. The Lord has every time there's been something that's been about to destroy me or a disaster or a problem, even in the lives of people around me, God has kept his hand on me. And it's like he's always just said, no, Jeff is going to come into here with me. Jeff is going to be set aside. He'll be pulled away, and he'll be protected and brought into my house, my temple. And I get to sit with kings and princes. And you are the people of God. You are literally, the Bible calls you the salt of the earth. And I mean, you're the thing that seasons this place. You're the reason why we can live and have society. When the church is raptured, y'all, you think it's bad now. Whew, this place is going to be crazy. So to God be the glory for his protection and his direction, his anointing, his mercy and kindness and covering and just goodness to me and my family. And I know it's over all of you. Time fails for me to continue to tell other stories and just different times where it looked like, oh, his life is gone. The boat is sunk. And the Lord would step in a powerful, every time, incredibly, and would just orchestrate and just move everything around. And I do remember there were times where I would be, you know, praying or struggling or wondering, what now? And God would so mercifully, so marvelously, wonderfully, just incredibly come in and speak words into my life, word of life. And it always wouldn't happen from the same person. I mean, sometimes here in Ontario, it's been Brother Roseberry, Brother Sprinkle, Brother Prime, different ones of you. You might not even realize it, but you would give a word. And I thank you. To God be the glory. I love and appreciate everyone. Like I said, time fails. I've got plenty of notes here, but I just want to say God's hand is upon you. And I've seen the impossible. And with God, nothing is impossible. I watched him pull back the curtains and orchestrate things that you didn't realize were the machinations, or however you say that word, behind the scene. But the Lord is in control. And God is rich in mercy, quick to forgive, slow to anger. If you're in sin, you fell, you tripped up, you're in a mess, or somebody else has made a deal in your life, whatever it may be. Brother Ray, God bless you, and so many others. You know, you can attest this is true. Just cry out to God, and he will be entreated of you, just like Pastor preached about on Wednesday night, I believe it was. So God's there. He's ready to answer, and the Lord is faithful, merciful, and glorious. So I think that's for me. I'm out of time. God bless. I love everyone, and thank you so much for this opportunity. God bless.
Praise God. Thank you, Brother Jeff Baker. That was powerful. And before we move forward, we believe we have someone on the line who wants to say something. Hello, Sister Clark.
Hello, Brother Vic. Jeff,
yes.
Are you still there?
Hear you loud and clear.
Yes. Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you, yes. And I don't always get to say something, so I don't want anybody to feel like that I'm just picking and choosing who I remark on, but I don't always get to listen to every devotion at the time that it's being. In fact, I'm wanting to go back and hear Brother Adrian and Julie's testimony from last night. But Jeff, I just want to tell you that we are so proud of you, and Uncle Clifford and I, Pastor Glark and I, you've always proven that you want to do what's right, that you want to live for God. You've always been humble and teachable, and even though you've had struggles, and we all do, you've always been wanting to do what's right. And if anybody that's listening of Jeff's family, we love you. My sister Cheryl, his Teresa, his mom, biological mom, everybody, Jeff, we just love you, and you're our family. You're like our son. You're our nephew, but you're like our son. And I just want you to know I'm proud of you. God bless you today. Thank you, Brother Vic.
Love you.
And thank you once again, Sister Clark. And thank you, Brother Jeff Baker. And thank you for the great testimony, Jeff. Thanks for opening up with more of your personal details. So many challenges that Brother Jeff Baker went through. And as a very young child, you heard it today, church. And what a powerful testimony that his life truly is. He's living for God, and he's singing his praises. Thank God. Why don't we just close with prayer and thank God for what he's done in Jeff Baker's life. And as Brother Jeff Baker said, God can do the same for anyone else. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the voice of Brother Jeff Baker, Lord God, for the testimony that his life, as you've had your hand upon him all these years. And thank you for his encouragement to anyone else who has gone through anything similar to what he has gone through, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to give us the same faith, understanding that you've given to your son, Jeff Baker. We thank you in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. And with that said, we want to remind everyone to join us tonight for our evening devotion at 7:15 p.m. We will be hearing from Brother Marty and Sister Judy Sanchez tonight at 7:15 p.m. So we look forward to that. With that said, please be praying and meditating upon what we heard from Brother Jeff Baker this morning. God bless all of you. Amen.